Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Hi, guys. I'm so happy today. I'm here in Phoenix, Arizona with two of my oldest and closest and best buddies in the world. My good friend Suba has a house down here, and Sandy came down, and we are just having a wonderful time celebrating friendship and catching up with each other's lives. So I feel very, very, very blessed right now to be here. I want to share with you, too, that our beloved member, Patty Miller, made her transition this last week. She, you know, had been challenged with cancer for a while, and she got an infection. And I think it was just, you know, we know that nobody leaves without choice, whether we can understand it in this world. I know that beyond all knowing, because I have talked to too many people on the other side, including my mom and Chris, my late husband. So I know she's with us, and she's supporting us, and we just hold places of love in our hearts for her right now. And so it is, Miss Patty. Okay, so I want to remind you all, well, first of all, if you want to speak with the channel, press 1 now so we can get your name in the lineup. And just know that whomever comes forward, your question's going to be answered, so hold that intention. This Wednesday, is our first webinar of 2018, and it's on the creation process, I Am Safe to Create. And there's some pretty amazing information that's been coming in already, and we're addressing this so much in the private sessions that I'm doing from, you know, the special that I offered. So this is the information. Oh, which, by the way, if you want to do the webinar and you truly feel that you cannot afford it, that doesn't mean you're off getting Starbucks and you would just like a free webinar. But if you truly want to be there and you feel like it's going to challenge you financially too much, we have some love donations from people like Kim in our community that have come forward to donate some. So please let me know, ask for what you need, and be responsible for what you can be. Okay, it's this Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. You sign up on imdwallace.com. Stephen, I can hear you guys. Is there any way? There you go. Thank you. No. Stephen, can you mute whatever I'm hearing here? Thank you. All righty. So this is the information that has come in for today under I Am Safe to Create. The channel wants us all to understand if we do not understand the ionosphere and how it works, we will feel like we are not safe to continue creating, because it takes 4 to 6 weeks, in rare cases 7, for the energy to turn around. I talked about this last week with my commercial that I created, which went fabulously, by the way. So you continually have to choose to put the positive out, think the positive thoughts, feel the love for 4 to 6 weeks. And during that time, you get your old negative or challenging or limiting beliefs sent back to you in the form of reality. And what many people do is then they go, well, this isn't working, or I give up, or what's the use, or right? And so you literally leave the creation process because it's not safe anymore because it's not working. So you understand it now, and your job is to stay in the positive and keep your focus on and keep the love feeling around exactly what you want. Then they took me to core belief number 5 on our sheets, which you can get at the Balance Podcast at imdwallace.com. Core belief number 5 is, I have to give up me so I can take care of others, or other people have to give up themselves to take care of me. Either one puts us in a place of not being safe to create for ourselves. Because we don't want other people to give themselves up in order to take care of us. And we are fighting the age-old belief that it is good, it is humble, it is powerful, and God's going to love us a lot more if we give ourselves up. I'm working through this on a very deep level right now myself, and any parent out there can understand the challenge of not giving yourself up in order to take care of your kids, especially when they're younger. You know, there are areas where we have to come forward through choice, okay? But when they get older, then it becomes oftentimes enabling, and it becomes a parasitic relationship of I have to take care of everybody and you have to depend on me. And that does not make us safe to create the freedom. That keeps us held in this vice grip of I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't. So that also leads to the belief that it's not possible because I have to die, a part of me has to die, I have to give up me financially to take care of somebody else financially is a good example of all that. It also says it's not possible to create myself, or it's not possible to be safe to create if I do give myself up. It's not possible to be safe to create before I can get my creation off the ground. So a lot of it dovetails together in that one core belief. And finally, until we know we're God, not like God, not a part of God, until we know we are God, because God is all thought, all energy, and all space between, and you're part of that. Until we know we are God, we believe creation is not possible, and therefore we don't create consciously, and that keeps us in the experience of not being safe in this world because we're not believing that we create the safety and the stability and the health and the money that we want. So you can see how important this webinar is, because it's the basis of everything you're going to do this year, guys. So Wednesday night, 7 to 9, sign up at iamdwallace.com. Or, you can go to the website. It's right on the homepage you can sign up at. Okay, I also want to invite you all. I'm actually speaking live. I'm so excited. In Los Angeles, March 10th, from 10 to 4:30 p.m., John Burgos and Sarah Landon have come together to create these live events. It's going to be at the Hotel Indigo in Los Angeles. If you book a room, if you need a room, and you book it, by March 3rd, there's a discount. All of this will be on the e-blast tomorrow. I'm starting to put a lot of really important information on the e-blast, so please sign up for it at imdwallace.com. Okay, the last thing is we've got a celebration. Stephen, our beautiful producer, without whom the show would not be on, has launched a new business. And I'm happy to say I have sampled some of his new business. He's created these amazing spices. He's got, listen to this, Cajun Sprinkle, Groovy Greek, Totally Taco, and Righteous Ranch. I've done the taco and the ranch. I'm dying to do the Greek. They're all natural, guys. No MSG, no gluten, no soy, no fillers. No dyes, no GMOs, right? Just absolutely, totally healthy and so incredibly delicious. And I want us to come out and really support him in this. You actually can even put in under the coupon code DWALLACE, all lowercase, DEEWALLACE, and get 10% off. You go to www. And these are words, all the words start with capitals, faroutfoods.com. faroutfoods.com. And come on, let's really, this is an example of everything that we teach and talk about, that he had a vision. And he had to work through, oh, my God, how do I do this? And how can I do it? And then now I have to get this. And how do I? But he just kept putting one foot in front of the other and taking action and committed to this. And now it's starting to take off already. And we want to be part of the support system for that. So faroutfoods.com. And use the coupon DWallace. All right. So can we go to the calls now? Yes, we can. We're off and running. Press 1 if you want to talk to the channel. Susan, you're up. What's up?
Hi. I had a funny feeling I was going to be on first. How interesting.
Well, that's because the people that call in first, I try to get to because you've been waiting the longest. So what can I do for you?
Well, I'm still having some issues with my left arm shoulder pain. I'm working with a therapist, a physical therapist for that. But I'm just wondering how that relates to I got into the webinar. I finally was able to get into the webinar and pay for it. Had barely enough money, but that's fine. I'm doing really great there. So,
Susan.
Yes.
I asked Aurora to email you and tell you we would help you with that. So.
Oh, thank you.
You know, so don't worry about, because what happened is, Susan, for some reason the system wanted to charge her twice. So we will get that money back to you, sweetheart. Absolutely.
Okay.
Don't worry. Of course.
Thank you.
So let me get
so
to your arm. Let me get to your arm. Although the two things they're saying are connected. So
okay.
Basically the highest message to you is can you allow yourself to be nurtured?
I see.
Yes.
Yes.
Can you allow somebody else to hold Susan? Because you don't have to hold everybody, which is very much in alignment with what they were talking about, you know. And now they're giving me, you know, I have to give up me so I can take care of others. A lot of us give up ourselves physically in some way because we just push ourselves to show up for other people and be responsible for them. It's your turn to be taken care of, Susan. They also are saying, I'm not a doctor, but they're saying it's muscular.
Okay.
And hold on. So have you been doing hot and cold and hot and cold on it?
No.
Well, they would like you to try 20 minutes of cold, 20 minutes of hot, you know, because that brings the blood up there.
Mm-hmm.
And use the light, because when I asked whether you're sending the light there, I get a no.
Okay.
So are you?
No, I haven't been.
Okay. Guys, I have to tell you, having miraculous results with my back using this light, okay? So if you want more information about it, listen to the last couple of shows, because I really go into how to do it on the last couple of shows. I'm not getting anything else. That's plenty of information for you to start running with, okay?
Yeah, that's great, because I've been feeling not totally safe yet to be in the world, to be seen by the world, and I think that's going to really go into the webinar as well. So I'm
yes,
really looking
because
that.
Susan, when you allow yourself to be seen, then you get to create people being there to nurture you and be there for you, and you haven't been safe to do that before because of all your family garbage that you went through. So you've
right.
got to reparent that little girl now and let her know she's safe, that she it's so joyful to be seen and nurtured by other people.
Thank
all
you
right.
so much.
You bet,
love,
baby cakes.
Looking forward
I love
to
you, too.
Well.
Yeah, me too, Susan. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Guys, let's all just sit here for a moment and make that claim, huh? I am joyfully nurtured by all energy, and so it is. Now, you realize when you made that direction, you were telling your energy and your brain, find all those places where I'm joyfully nurtured by other energy. Okay, Miss Emily in Idaho, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi,
woo-hoo
baby.
Woohoo for Steven.
Yeah, indeed,
holding...
woohoo.
Yeah, and holding love for Patty. I met her at Creation Station a couple of years ago and just, yeah, have she's been a light here.
Yes.
And I'm grateful.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's hearing that.
Aw. So my heart is beating so crazy fast. I feel so much energy moving through me. I wanted to, I have a celebration and a question. Within a few days of the last time we spoke, we were in the middle of four offers on my mom's house. And at the last minute, the one that came in was beautiful. It was just so perfect. It was higher, you know, more than her new asking price. It was this beautiful family of five people. Everything's gone so smoothly. So, whoa.
Hallelujah. Why do you sound so surprised? That's the way it's supposed to be, guys. I want you to hear that. That's the way it's supposed to be. So let's start focusing our brains. You see, that's a perfect way that other energy nurtures you. But we have to believe that other energy can and will and does in order for it to show up to do that. Okay, continue.
Yeah. So I've been working on consistency since the last webinar in the middle of December, and it's improving and staying in my knowing, and it's so much easier to come back to staying in my knowing, and I'm so grateful for that whole process with the house. And I feel there's this now this rush of activity because, you know, we need to get moved out. And I'm, you know, that also puts me on the brink of moving, getting some ideas of what's next for me. And
okay,
like,
so they're giving me the word overwhelm.
Yeah.
And we go into overwhelm when we don't break things down and make choices. So what happens is, oh, this, and now this, and now this, and now this, and it comes at you so fast, which is a good thing because you've created it, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, as you have to stand back, become objective, and go, okay, I need to make choices about these things, even if it's a beginning choice. And because then you move into knowing that you are your own creator, and you don't go, oh my God, I don't have enough energy to do this, or oh my God, now I've created so much and I'm not going to be able to handle it, whatever your, you know, definition of yours personally is around that. And so if you sit down and write them out and go, okay, what decision can I make about this one? What action can I take around that decision?
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you start doing that, the overwhelm will go away. And you will see that you don't have nearly as much, and it's not going to take nearly as much time as you think. I guarantee it. Emily.
Okay.
I guarantee it.
Yeah.
All right. So give me one thing, because they want to use you as an example for everybody. Give me one thing that's coming at you.
Well, just getting moved out of the house.
Okay.
You're helping my mom to, you know, it's like the packing, but it's the decision making. What does she let go of? You know, she's moving into a much smaller place.
So how do you?
All right.
So when you think of doing that to the whole house, it's overwhelming. Pick one room. Have you picked one room?
Kitchen.
Okay, the kitchen. So we're going to get the kitchen packed. And we're going to go through and we're going to make boxes. I can't decide. This absolutely goes. This absolutely I'm going to take with me. And you start then, okay, we're going to start with this drawer. Do you see how it becomes more manageable than thinking about, oh, my God, I've got to do this whole house, and I don't know what she's going to want? I mean, you just kind of talk yourself into a tizzy that you can't get out of.
Yeah. And
okay.
I can feel it. The patterns that are, you know, the challenges and patterns that I deal with, I can feel them in my mom, too. And I just wonder if there's anything to help bring into alignment that will make this step-by-step process easier.
Yes, it's easy and I can do it.
Okay.
You see how easy that is? But you're going, why is it so hard? Why am I so overwhelmed? Why is it so hard? Which teaches your brain to only find where it's challenging and hard.
Mm-hmm.
So then you go into overwhelm because you can't get out of your brain only finding the negatives. It's easy. I have enough energy. I'm focused. It's easy and I'm doing this.
Awesome.
Then your energy can and your brain can align with taking steps forward for that claim. Do you understand?
Yes, I got it.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
That was a great example for everybody. You bet. You bet. And congratulations,
you.
Emily. You bet.
Thank you. Love you.
I love you too. And, you know, we all can let go of, oh my God, one of the most stressful things in the world is to move. right? There's a belief that we've all heard, you know. One of the most joyous, expansive, easy, effortless things I get to do is move with love my mom from this house to where she's going, you know, and I can do it at my own pace, and it's just all, you know, and we'll be able to reminisce about all the pictures we get to go through and start training your brain to look at the positive. Miss Charlene in California, you're on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am calling because I talked to you a couple weeks ago about a blockage I have in the right side of my face with a salivary and parotid gland, and you had me email you because you needed the body books, and it took you to expression repression, which I wanted to tell you was completely accurate.
Oh, good.
Absolutely. I've been aware of that. I worked with my holistic chiropractor around this as well to get to some of the emotions that are trapped, but I'm not getting anything happening with this, and it's concerning me.
You didn't get to the real core thing, and I'm not a doctor, and oftentimes actually, guys, if you don't see, this is how it works. If you don't address the energetic, it will show up physically in your body, and then you do need to seek medical attention to rectify it oftentimes. But if you seek medical attention and you don't rectify ever the energetic, then the medical side is often thwarted in its success, or it comes back, or blah, blah, right? So you always want to address the core thing. Okay. Charlene, can you just, well, they're saying will not say to yourself, I am God. You will not claim it.
Well,
so talk
I have
to me
been.
About that.
I have been claiming
that. Yeah, it goes right to no when you say that. So let's see where you're saying the words and you're claiming it. I get a no. So I'm going right to your mother and your little girl. What is the fear of creating yourself as God? What fear did she put you into about all that?
Okay, everything with you and my doctor has been going to my mother, everything, which wasn't the case in the years previously. It's just everything's going there. I had a really bad incident when I went to kindergarten. I had an abusive teacher, and when I fought back and one day, I was a very reserved little girl who followed the rules, and then one day when she had beaten one of my friends at school in front of everybody, I literally became hysterical at the bus stop. My mother was there, and I wouldn't get on, and it was completely odd behavior for me, but she took me to school and left me there with the teacher, and I think I'd lost and she lied to me the whole time, telling me I was hiding in the back seat going, but you're not going to leave me there. You're not going to leave me there. Oh, no, no, I'm not going to leave you there. We're just going to go.
Okay, so Charlene, let me tell you what you put together. When I actually come into my power and I'm God, I'm abandoned.
Right.
And I'm abandoned by the people who are supposed to love and protect me the most.
Yep.
So why would you ever feel safe of moving totally into your power ever again? And I, quite truthfully, don't know anybody that probably has not had some kind of experience of that as a little child.
Right.
Because, you know, they thought they needed to teach us what was best for ourselves. Right?
Yeah.
And that meant whatever you have to do to be accepted by society, that's what you did. Period. So,
I actually got to this abandonment issue and worked on it this week. So obviously,
well, good, yeah. That's. But you have to connect when I'm God, which means when I'm the creator over my own body, I'm God. When I'm creator over my own money, I'm God, right? When I'm creator over my own relationships. And if the underlying belief is whenever I'm the creator of myself, whenever I'm the God of me, I get abandoned, then you're not going to fully move into that until you work with your little child and turn that around. I'm telling you, this little child experience offering that we have in the store, one of the most valuable things I think we've ever done. So work with that. You are seeing a medical doctor about this, right? An eye, ear, nose, and throat specialist or something?
No, I haven't yet. I was going to ask, do I actually need to at this
yes,
point?
Yes, you do now.
Okay.
You need somebody to help you open it up. But
right.
It served you so well, Charlene, to get to all of this. You know, so really thank it. Thank it and love it. Remember, we are the frequencies of 200-01, 200-02. That's allowing us to know that we are the gods of us, that we are the
okay.
Christ energy. And remember, again, use the light, guys. Send the light there. If you really
okay.
start practicing and using the light, you're hearing me say it, but y'all aren't doing it. And you need to start working with your own light. It's possible, they're saying, Charlene, that you can open it up with the light.
Okay.
It's possible. But if it
okay.
doesn't, if you're not committed enough to the God of you and that possibility, then you need a doctor to help you.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank
Anything
you.
Anything else? Yep, you're welcome. All righty, Katie. Hold on, in New York. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee, how are you?
I'm pretty darn fabulous. I have to say, I shot my commercial on Wednesday. I'm here with my good friends. You know, life's good right now.
Good.
What's up
you.
With you?
Okay, so I don't have a job right now, and I'm studying for an exam. The exam is like in 5 weeks, right?
That's your job,
and
Katie. That's your job right now. Yep.
Okay. So
what exam is it, baby?
The bar.
Ah, yeah. You don't need a job right now. That is your job.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And take it seriously as if you're being paid to go to work.
Right. The issue is that I feel like, okay, I don't have enough money. Well, I mean, I feel like I don't have enough money to survive. And I have enough money to survive, but I feel
okay,
like.
Okay, so wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait a frickin' minute. I don't
okay.
have enough money, but I do have enough money. So without any of the emotions connected to it,
mm-hmm.
I want to know, objectively, on paper, do you have
mm-hmm.
enough money for the next 2 months? For rent and food and anything else that you have to have? No size, just do you or don't you? Like your objective bookkeeper about yourself. Do you or not?
Not really.
Okay, see, I get you do. And you're not allowing yourself to experience that you do because you think if you stay in fear, it's going to protect
mm-hmm.
you more.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
talk to me about
fear.
That. Because a lot of us have that, guys. If I worry, if I stay in fear, you know, if I don't know, then you know, subconsciously, that's what I was taught I need to do in order to stay safe. But that's crazy. That's you fighting the positive energy of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I have a fear of running out of money. I mean, I basically have about maybe $1,700. I'm not really paying that many bills right now, but I have, you know, food and other things that may come up. But, and then also if I get a job, you know, you don't get paid for 2 weeks. So I would have to be able to, you know, survive when I get a job. But what I'm question is, I'm feeling like I kind of have to choose. It's like I want to get a part-time job or something to at least I can buy food and things like that. But it's kind of making me feel like it's like an either or thing, and as if I can't have both.
Well, that's
like
your belief,
studying.
Katie. So if you believe that, then that's the only thing your brain's going to find. And you're going to fight yourself tooth and nail so that you literally cannot create what you want. She just explained to everybody what we're all doing on some level or another. Part of us is saying yes, part of us is saying no. So if you feel like, even though you have enough for the next 2 months, if you feel like you're not safe and you have to get a part-time job, make the decision to get a part-time job and clearly direct yourself and the universe to attract a part-time job to you that will be in perfect balance with you creating all the time you need to study for this bar and successfully pass it.
Okay.
So that's
so
what you
want.
So how
do I do that? Just tell myself that?
Well, you tell yourself, you direct yourself, you talk with the universe, this is what I want. You go to your love place to feel into it. This is what it feels like when I have a great part-time job that gives me some kind of financial security that I need right now in my belief system. And I know that I'm going to go in and nail this bar exam. Everything will be in perfect balance when I do this part-time job and I do my test for the bar. That's what I want. I'm going to feel into how good that all feels, and I'm going to keep my focus on that no matter what. No matter what, guys. Those are the important words, no matter what. Okay, baby,
okay.
You can do this. You can do this.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
But
thank
stay
you.
Objective. Bye-bye. Don't stay emotional about it. All right, goodbye.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Lynn in L.A. Oops, there you are. What's up?
Hi, Dee. Hi, Dee. Okay, so I just finished a 2-week security job where I chose to do the overnight shift because I felt like I needed this quiet, still time to kind of focus on what I want and to get centered and all these things. And it was great. But what ended up happening is I got an eye infection on the right side, and I was told that it was from not, you know, wearing my contacts for too long, which is true. I had them in too long, but I want to know what the energetic thing is behind that. I've never had any sort of eye infection before.
I get nothing, Lynn. There isn't
okay.
There isn't anything behind it except you didn't choose to do what was best for Lynn, which is take your contacts out.
Right. Yeah.
But where they want to go with you for this call is there's always a but. And this went great, but. Right?
Right.
And this was supposed to go great, but. So we want to get to what that but is.
Yeah,
and you have a nice butt, Lynn, but she.
Thank you. As do you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Give me a movie, Lynn.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, okay. So, Raiders of the Lost Ark, they're always close. They're close to the Holy Grail. They're always close to finding the cup, right?
Uh-huh.
And then the belief, the excitement is, but then, you know, I have to fall off cliffs and I have to run away from rocks. And I, so the drama, that's the but there always has to be some kind of drama. Can you turn that around? How would you turn around that positively?
The creation for me is ease and flow and peace and joyful and,
and consistent.
And yes.
Inconsistent. Because when those things are consistent, there are no buts.
Right.
Okay. So you really want to look at because I get, you know, that you're the God of you, that you create you. You just always also are the God of you that thinks you have to create you with buts.
Right.
Okay. No buts. And I create this and I'm happy. And I create that and I'm happy. And I create this and it's effortless.
Okay. Thank you. And I'm going to be on the webinar. And is this part of that? It is, right? I mean, it's kind of.
It absolutely is, because you're not. If you believe there's always got to be a but, there's always got to be a rock to run away from, or a chasm that falls out from under you, right, then that
yeah.
is going to create a lack of safety around what you get, because the belief is there's always got to be one of those buts coming at you.
Right, okay.
Okay,
all
good
right.
question. Yeah, thanks for tying that one together. You bet. Miss Mary, California, you're on.
Oh, I'm sorry. My phone is acting up here. Hi, Dee. How are you?
Really good. Thank you. How are you?
I am great. I am the creator. I am the motivator. I am the allower.
I get a yes on all of them. Woohoo!
Oh,
for you.
Thank you. Yes. I finally got there. Well, I have a crush on someone, and I just want to know what the channel has to tell me about that.
Well, there's three things that you need to get in alignment within mm-hmm. yourself to be in alignment with the relationship. Song, give me a movie, please. We have to run through this pretty quickly here.
Greece.
Okay. You're not having enough fun, dude. Can you have more fun with this? It's like, oh, my God, I really have a crush on this person, and gee, are they going to, you know, have fun. This person wants to have fun. Is this resonating mm-hmm. with you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. The second thing, we're going to the sheets. First sheet. All right. It's they're going to the ionosphere stuff that I explained.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you've sent out some kind of negative, limiting things in the past around relationships. Is
mm-hmm.
that true? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, for the 6 weeks, you got to hold the fun and the joy and, wow, I can't wait to do this. And allow all negative stuff, limiting stuff around relationships that you put out before. It may be mm-hmm. coming back to you for a few weeks. Your job
okay.
is to hold on to the other. And the third thing, sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
The King and I.
Okay. You're her equal, his equal. You know, there's a part of you that's going, I'm going to the King and I, you know, where she had to come forward in her own power, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Be an equal for him, and then he respected her. And the same is mm-hmm. for you in this relationship. Now, what I just went through with Mary, because I sat here and I went, oh, this is really a private session. This is going to take too long. And the channel said to me, no, run through it, because this is a great example for everybody about how you have to get yourself in alignment with the thing you want to create. Mm-hmm. If you don't like money, if you don't respect money, if you don't think you're worth money, money is not going to want to come have a fabulous mm-hmm. relationship with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So there's your, you get all those things in order, and mm-hmm. whether it's this relationship or next great relationship, it's mm-hmm. going to open up an awesome relationship for you, Mary. Okay?
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Dee.
You bet.
And look forward
to
seeing you on the webinar.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I think this is going to be a really powerful one. Of course, they all are. They all are. Every one of them. Kimmy in Phoenix, thank you for your donation that will help somebody do this webinar. We so appreciate it.
Oh, you bet, Dee. You got to somehow pay it forward at all times, so you bet.
Well, we love you for it. What's up?
You know, this morning, a situation came. Oh, Stephen, congrats on the new business. You rock. sucks about Patty big time. I got really emotional when I heard that, but I know she's in a better place, so yay for her. This morning, it all has to do, I think, with the upcoming webinar. My mom, when my pop passed away, we had to move out of the house because our old house was going to be part of the freeway. So my mom had to go through that whole process by herself. And she found the house that, you know, I inherited. And blah, 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 blah. And my brother Mike was living with her and I at the time. And I remember this so distinctly. I don't remember what all happened, but I remember her saying, you know, this house is not a flop house. And once you move out, you don't come back.
Okay.
And
so what is all this about, Kim? What's the question?
Well, did it stop me from moving forward in my life? That's the question.
Yeah.
And there we go.
Well, okay.
Mom, you suck. Sorry.
So, no. Kimmy, you suck.
I know. I was already to say that. Well,
oh, come on. You know I don't think you suck, baby cakes. But the point is...
But no, but I suck
listen. If you don't redirect yourself to the beliefs that you want to own right now, you can't keep blaming mom for the belief that's holding back. That was her stuff. That was passed down from eons of her parents and grandparents. So, guys, look at the belief systems that you don't want that they gave you and change them. Play-Doh. If you made something out of your Play-Doh and you don't like it, squish it up and make something new. It's as easy as that. But you can't keep blaming them. So what was the message? So if you go out and you make a mistake, Kim, you can't ever come back. Well, you know, Edison would have never made light bulb and all of his great if he'd lived by that credence.
That's true.
You got to make mistakes in creation. And that is where you have to be safe. You have to be safe to know that you can make mistakes, squish up the mistakes, and create a new belief system that encourages you and helps you create your life. You're safe to leave the old belief systems that don't work anymore. And that is exactly what it's about. And why it's connected to the webinar. So, you know, it comes in the most bizarre ways, but the biggest belief holding us back is that we're not safe to be the powerful gods we are. And that's a perfect example, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
You know how to turn that around, baby Kate.
Yes, I decided to do that today, but I just wanted to, you know, chat with you a little bit about, you know, what I picked up and get some more ways to redirect it, so.
Yeah, and isn't it nice to know that you're so in tune, you were right on?
Yeah.
Pretty
yay,
cool.
Honey.
Yeah, yay for you indeed. Love you, honey, and thanks again.
Love you too.
All right, Miss Angelique in Santa Monica. Dude, what's up?
Hi. Oh,
hi.
I so needed the last caller. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
What you just said about I'm safe to let go of the belief systems I've inherited, like I heard that so clearly.
Well, we have to, guys. They're just not serving us. They're limiting us, you know. And some of them, no, some of them are awesome. I tell Gabrielle all the time, take my good stuff, honey, because there's a lot of good stuff. But the bad stuff that's still running me, that's yours to recreate positively for yourself, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we really all have to give ourselves permission to do that. So do you have a certain question, baby?
Yeah, I have a weird thing. So I had a dream this morning that, just go with me. I got pregnant and had an appointment to get an abortion, but I missed the appointment because I was late because it was on New York time and the office was in Brooklyn and I'm here in Santa Monica. And then the next appointment that they had was like 8 months down the line. So I was going to be stuck with, for some reason, there was no other option. And I was going to be stuck with having to carry this child to term.
Okay. So let's go back to everything in the dream is you. That's the way the channel looks at it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're the one that got pregnant. You're the doctors you called. You're the baby that you're carrying. Okay. That you want to get rid of, but you can't get rid of it.
That's so convoluted.
It's not really. It's not. If that baby is a belief system, and you're saying, oh, my God, I'm pregnant with this belief system, and I know I don't want it, and I've got to get rid of it, but there's something blocking me here that says, literally, I don't have enough time to get rid of this belief system. So they want to give you the belief right now. This page, well, here we go. I can never be God.
Well, yep.
You don't want that belief system anymore. It's not serving you. Not only can you be God, you are God, Angelique.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember what religion you were raised.
I was raised in the Episcopal Church.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty, you know, they're as close to Catholic as you can get without being Catholic, right? So not only is this past life thing about whenever you came forward to own your power, literally, you weren't safe to do that, sweetheart. And
right.
So the past life, you also got it in the womb, and in this lifetime, it activated around 2 to 3 years old with both your mother and father. That if you are too powerful, well, basically you die.
Yeah.
And if your belief that you were given, and it is if I become too powerful, I die, then you're never going to get rid of that baby because it's too scary to get rid of that baby so that you can be powerful enough because then you'll die. So when I get rid of the baby and I'm powerful and I accept that I'm the powerful God of me, I flourish. I'm celebrated by all God energy. That's what you want to focus on. So does that resonate?
Yeah.
So they want us to balance that now for everybody who's ever going to listen to this show. We're claiming the symbol and the formula, which neutralizes all but the truth. We invoke the violet flame, the golden light. I am God. I am safe to be God. I am honored and revered when I'm God. And I am allowing all belief systems that do not support that to lovingly be sent back to the light, turned back into the light, and into the positive acknowledgement that all there is God. And so there, so it is. And remember, God for us is all thought, all possibility, and all space in between. And that's what we all want to be, so that all possibilities are open to us, right?
Yes.
Okay, you got your answer, baby?
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You bet. Lovely to hear from you. Well, my gosh. What an amazing show. Again, I swear they're becoming all mini webinars here. Please join me Wednesday night from 7 to 9. Please, if you're in or close to or want to fly into the LA area and join me live. I'm pretty hot live, guys. March 10th from 10 to 4:30. I'll be speaking for an hour and a half. There'll be workshops. John and Sarah will be there also. And please, again, remember, go to faroutfoods.com and support our wonderful Stephen. Until we meet again, love yourselves and love yourselves. And OMG, love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.